Well, my name is David. I've been to 7 camps. I'm 42. And Pastor Patrick, the number was over 1,800 students and leaders at camps from all the way back in June all the way until this last week. And we, as a church, took 31 campers this last week and a slew of junior staff and cabin staff. And it was a powerful week, y'all. It was my favorite camp of the summer because I got to take 2-hour naps. That's right. Those are God-ordained. And so we had an amazing time. And so with my new position that I'm taking as the student ministries director, I get to read through all these different papers and testimonies of what God's doing. And it's what Pastor Patrick said is so true. Cities and schools and homes are going to be changed because of what God did in the lives of our students at camps. And seriously, the prayers of our church people, the commitment of giving towards camps changes lives. I know it can happen in your church, but there is something when you get away and you disconnect from the normal life and God just begins to move. And the great thing about our camp in Eastern Montana, there's no cell service. Praise God. I mean, there is Wi-Fi and you do have to communicate to parents, but our kids pressed in and our speaker did such a phenomenal job of communicating the word of God. And I was reading through the paperwork this morning because I hadn't had the chance yet. And I'm reading through all the cabins and I get to one of the girls' cabins and there's this name called the ministry, this name called the ministry. The final one is Jocelyn. There was only one Jocelyn at camp. That's my Jocelyn. And she was called to be a children's pastor at camp. And I know this, she's going to be a far better children's pastor than I ever was. You know why? Because she has people like you surrounding her, praying for her, and she's going to have tons of people throughout the state doing that. So thank you again on behalf of us as a church staff for investing in our children's lives. It's not just our lives, it's kingdom lives that are going to be changed forever. Amen? All right, so today is my last preach for a while, because maybe I'll come back and get invited to speak again sometime. But I'm just going to take a few moments to share what I've learned over 17 years in children's ministries. I know I look like I'm 22, but but I've been doing this for quite some time. And so I just want you to know this is a church. There's one word that goes with children. It's called chaos. If you've had kids or you have kids right now, you know there's chaos. And it stands for this. Children have another operating system. Simply do. They do. How many times are your parents going, what are you doing? But then think about it. Some years back, your parents were saying, what are you doing? We have a different way of operating. We operate on emotion. We operate any way we want. We don't think about it. We just jump. It's fun. I've learned this in children's ministries. Never, ever, ever pray with your eyes closed. You have no idea what can happen in a matter of seconds. I'm serious. Somebody's picking somebody else's nose, pulling hair, running out of the room. It's a crazy thing. That's why security in the back, thank the Lord for Scott Peterloo types that are standing back in the door and say, get back in there. So they pay attention. Children pay attention and they remember everything you say. Everything, parents. Now, don't you wish this would happen at home? That they would remember what you say and that they would pay attention? But at church, they do. Things that I said 2 years ago, they remind me of. Hey, do you remember that one time when you said that one thing? Can you remind me? Because I don't remember. Sure, yeah, all right. Yeah, well, let's do that, all right. So they do. And here's the most important piece. Kids just want to be loved. Church, if we don't love kids, this church will die. Plain and simple. And I want to say it like this. Even the smallest things, the smallest greeting, the smallest way you pay attention to them. I have a friend in here. Her name is Haley Sander. Okay? The longest time, I didn't think she liked me. And she probably didn't. Because I'm a little bit crazy and she's a little bit calm. But I realized how I could get her to smile. Because she would never smile at me. And I would just see her and I'd go, hey, Lee. She'd go, hi, hello, right back there. And she would wave and smile. And from this point forward, we've had a great relationship. And then there's Hannah and Micah. They just moved up to the big kids' room a year ago, and one of my favorite things to do with them is high fives. They're sitting right over there, and today when they gave me high fives, it was the best moment of my day. Up to that point, they gave me super big high fives, and it was awesome. And Micah hits so hard that my hand bruises, but I have weeks in between to get high fives from him. That's right, because you're tough, Micah. And Daniel Clare, just another kid who has so many amazing stories, and he's so smart, and he has such awesome jokes, and he has such a great delivery system to him that this last week at camp, I made him go around to multiple adults and share his jokes because he's that good, right? And so it's just fun, and you just got to pay attention. They just want to be loved, a hug, a high five, whatever it is, they want to be loved. They want to be noticed. They want you to notice when they walk in with new Converse on. Oh, trust me, I notice. They want you to know when they're wearing a different team's jersey other than the Seahawks. Although they're wrong, they're still wearing a different type of jersey. They just want to be loved. When you're praying with them, they want you to slow down and get on their level. Church, we need kids. We need kids here big. Three things that are important that I've learned from kids that will make a church work well. Number one is faith. Kids have big faith. When we ask kids to pray, they pray. They don't wait. They don't go, well, let me think about what the different things are about it. They pray right then and there. When we have prayer stations at Prayer Summit, and we have a wall that says prayers, they don't write them in small letters so nobody can see them. They write them in big letters so everybody can see them. Because they're praying big prayers. They're not afraid to pray. If you want something to happen in your house, ask your kids. Hey, pray for mom. She's not feeling well. Hey, pray for so-and-so. They need some stuff. Whatever it is, all you have to do is ask a kid to pray. They know that they're going to be heard by their God. They know that they're going to be answered by their God. They're not afraid to do it. Kids, number two is happiness. Kids find happiness in the smallest things. Think about it for a second. You're walking down the street with your child, and they see a worm, and they pick it up. They have their happiness right there. And then when their cabin staff puts it in their mouth, it's even more happiness. Or when they give over $2,300 to missions at camp, and their pastor has to eat a scorpion. There's sheer happiness. That's right. The smallest things, even a little piece of candy, is sheer joy. I know it's a sugar type of joy, and it may last for just a few minutes, unless you're a Sander kid and Scott gave you a blue one, because it lasts for a lot longer. They love it. The smallest things, being noticed, say hello to them. Happiness is a big deal. The last thing is love. This is the most important one. Because kids look past our shortcomings. We could yell at them. We could even spank them. And 15 minutes later, they come back and tell us that they love us. They love unconditionally. They don't have any things going saying, you have to show up. You have to clean your room. You have to do this. They just love, no matter what. We need to be more like children. In this new season for Christian Center, we need to have big faith. We need to pray big prayers because God's going to do some big things in and through each and every one of you. We need to have happiness in the small things. We live in a cynical world where we think of all the negative things. We wake up and go, man, I have bad pores. Man, my hair is crazy. Man, my breath stinks. Man, I have to drive a 1997 car. Man, I have to do this at my job. Man, I have to do this. Instead of going, you know what, God, thank you. Thank you that I have breath this morning. Thank you that I have a house over my head. Thank you that I have clothes to wear. Thank you that I have a job. But instead, we as adults look to the bad side of stuff. We need to be like kids and look at happiness. I get to go to school. I know sometimes kids, as you get older, you're not going to say the same thing. Enjoy it right now. kids, they look to the simple things, birthday parties. We had a big birthday party for BGMC on Wednesday. It's the 70th anniversary of Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. It's the missionaries wing of our Assemblies of God, what we do. And so we had balloons everywhere. It was a huge party. Listen, we didn't have any gifts for the kids. They still love the party. We had cake. There was cake, yes. There were balloons. It was a party. It was awesome. Kids love the small things. They find happiness in it. We have to have that. And then love. This is the thing that we as adults push to the side so much more because we've been hurt time and time again. But instead of going, you know what, I'm going to be loved just like God loves me, we shut people out. We shut people down. And we treat them like junk. And the worst people of treating people worse are Christians to Christians. We need to be love, especially to those sitting to our left and to our right. Too many people leave the church because the church hurts them. We need to have our arms wide open, just like God does for us when we make mistakes. He loves us yet. The Father's loved us so much. This is from John 1:3. The Father's loved us so much that we are called children of God. And we really are his children. Church, you are God's children. And he loves you. And he wants to give you happiness. And he wants you to have faith that he's going to do the things that you ask him to do. Amen. That's what the church needs. We need to be like kids. Yeah. It's a big deal, church. We need to be just like them. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to ask anybody that's been in kids ministries, whether a student or a leader, whether you're in kids now or you're a junior staffer, I want you to come up to the front, please. And I want you to look at me. Just like God says, these are my people. You are my family. I think back 7 years ago, my first trip, Kayana was on it. We went to kids' conference. They found out I was a goofball real quick. They also found out I was serious about God. And all the way up to this week, we're at kids' camp. The new children's pastor, Pastor Pat, was there. And I got to have a sit down with our kids, your kids. And I got to say, this is your new pastor. He's going to love you just as much as me. He'll never, ever get to replace me in your heart, but he gets to have a new space. And our kids surrounded Pastor Pat and they prayed for him. There's going to be so many times where we look back on the good things that God has done over the last 7 years. And I know for me, if it wasn't for you, for each and every one of you and what you've done in my life and my family's life, it would have been a hard road. So today I bless you. You are the church. You are the generation that's going to change this world. And leaders, thank you. Thank you first and foremost for loving God. Thank you for loving my wife and my daughter and I. And thank you for pouring out to the kids each and every week. To you kids, this is your time. This is your place. This is your moment to lift up his name. Amen. Church, would you stand with me as we pray for these students right here? This has been such an amazing chapter in my life. I know that over the last 7 years, I, as a child of God, have grown more than I have ever done in my ministry life and in my own personal life. And it's because of you, the church, and because of these people up here. So, Father, I pray for each and every one of these children, these junior staff, and these adults that have poured out their hearts for this church. Lord, I pray in this new season that we would see the fruit of our labor, Lord. God, I just thank you for all of the relationships, for all of the memories. I thank you for the opportunity to even be called the children's pastor of this church. Lord, I thank you for the staff of this church that's poured into me for 7 years, that have loved me like a brother, And God, I thank you for a church that's lifted me up in prayer, that's supported me in many ways. I pray that you would bless this church in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, church. I love you very much.